MLAs pressed Nova Scotia Power at a special committee meeting about customers receiving power bills up to three times more than expected. NSP CEO Peter Gregg says the utility started estimating bills after an April Russian-based cyber breach that destroyed the system between billing and reading meters. He said about 75% of the meters have now been physically read, meaning about 25% or 100,000 customers are now receiving bills based on estimated power usage. NDP leader Claudia Chender said an Energy Department representative should have been present at the committee meeting, and then she reads from a report suggesting the province can do a better job as a regulator.
Houston government have done nothing to address the situation despite a program recommended by the Energy Poverty Task Force more than a year ago. And then they play politics and use Nova Scotia Power as their boogeyman. People are understandably angry with Nova Scotia Power, but we need to also expect solutions from our government.
Liberal MLA Ian Rankin asked Gregg if the power utility will commit to revealing what will happen with the revenue collected from overbilling.
Yes, we can commit to that. The broad commitment is to all of our customers, back to we'll get it right, we'll fix it. We will true up all these bills. And so once we're able to get the true meter reads and the communication system back up and running, we can do that. I don't want anyone to think that we're just taking that money. If people have overpaid, we owe people back that money, and we will give them back that money.
The utility says it will not charge late fees or interest to customers dealing with an estimated bill. However, PC MLA Kyle McCrory says many customers feel stalled when they have financial uncertainties.
They get an estimated bill. They have to continue to plan their life, and they don't know. They might get a high bill, higher than normal. It may be an overestimate or an underestimate, and they don't know. And they need to continue to plan their life as they go forward. What can you do to help advise them as they go through the future if their bill is overestimated or underestimated? Because they need to make plans now in order to be able to go through that process.
Responding to that, Chris Lantang is in charge of Nova Scotia Power customer care.
Yeah, and a very, very fair question. And I agree with you on an individual customer level. That's what's important to an individual Nova Scotian. I think for me, the few things that are available for those customers is, again, understanding what's driving the bill. I mentioned earlier, it will indicate if the meter has been read. If the bill has been estimated and a customer has that particular concern, we want to talk to them. We want to help them out. And there is a process. If they talk to us again, alluded to it earlier, you know, we can help prioritize meter readings for those customers, but also they have a process now that we have made more proactive where they could submit a photo of the meter, so that we can actually reconcile the bill with the actual usage in their home. So those are some of the options that are available to them to support them. And again, fully recognize the fact that, you know, people want to pay their bills and they want to make sure that they're caught up on everything.
Nova Scotia Power says it plans to start restoring the billing system next month and they hope to have it fixed by March. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.